The bill, filed by Representative Lewis Kafka, serves to ensure private restroom access in retail businesses for those suffering from inflammatory bowel diseases. Advocates for those individuals with conditions like Crohn's disease are in support of the measure, while opponents think the bill would open the door to a new set of problems. John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, said that passage of the bill could end in results that are not so simple.
To ask a small retailer or small business to have to learn about a new law and to train their employees and to follow that law and be potentially legally liable and frankly potentially liable for litigation and perhaps even upgrades to bathroom facilities and making it a public accommodation under the Americans with Disabilities Act. All these issues, you know, make it far more complicated than on the surface one would think.
Hurst mentioned that new regulations would harm smaller businesses, raising security concerns. He also considers the bill unnecessary and that businesses can do a better job of controlling the use of a bathroom than the government.
You know, 99% of the time, the store is going to accommodate those that need to have that access.
But Rob Harris disagrees.
It would certainly be lovely if you could say right now all retailers would be amenable to letting a customer use their bathroom if they had an emergency. But in fact, there are many national corporations whose policy explicitly denies access to employee bathrooms.
Harris is the New England Regional Director of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation for America, or CCFA. His organization is standing in support of the legislation.
I think that people have to understand that this is a real issue, and there are about one of every 200 people suffers from these diseases. It is not a rare disease. It's a very common disease. And issues do arise with this disease that are unique to those who suffer with irritable bowel disease. And this is just about dignity for those people who are suffering with a really debilitating problem.
Harris mentioned that the issue is particularly challenging for children or anyone embarrassed about having to ask to use the restroom in an emergency. Under the bill, retailers who refuse restroom access could face a $100 penalty. John Hurst of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts asked why the bill only seeks to regulate businesses and does not extend to government buildings, banks, or other institutions. Harris of the CCFA says starting with retail is a step in the right direction. The bill initially passed the Massachusetts House of Representatives last week. It has not made its way through the Senate. A similar version of the bill previously failed to pass the Senate in the last session. Language has since been added to excuse retail outlets with only one employee, would not require businesses to make facility upgrades, and would excuse situations that would present security or safety risks. Similar legislation has passed in 12 other states. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.